All right. You are listening to CITR.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Than.
Yeah, but I'm not. So my name is Anita B., and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is the time for Sam Squanch's Hideaway to get started. And I'm your host, of course, and this is where Canadian music happens. Now, I have my lovely friend here, Marnie. Now, she doesn't have to talk if she doesn't want, but Marnie is a good friend of mine, and we're both teachers at Tupper. And Marnie is actually a creative. She's one of our few creative people at the school. She's our dance teacher. So here she is. She's in the world of music. She was actually telling me a little bit about dubstep. So I'm learning more. Like, I've heard dubstep. But so it's funny that she says all this because, like, the band Skrillex, who I've seen the name, right? Skrillex. I did not know that was actually dubstep. See, but it's a project. It's a thing.
It's one guy.
It's a thing. Skrillex. But that's what Skrillex is.
Yeah.
So now I didn't know that. So I'm saying thank you for informing me about some of the world of dubstep. And so, like, Marnie is kind of like, and she has, do you not want to talk?
No.
You don't want to talk? So Marnie, our lovely teacher here, because she does dance and because she's good at it, the kids, like, I think have a different relationship with you than they would with me, because I just teach social studies and geography and whatever. And because you move with them and you get to know their music, and then you get to understand what cool stuff is.
No.
She says no. No, well, you do.
They don't like me any better.
So let's just welcome Ms. M to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Thank you for coming down, Marnie. Now, Marnie is... I think she says she likes Tegan and Sarah. And I haven't played any Tegan and Sarah for a while. So let's play some Tegan and Sarah. This is... Now, the CITR actually has a policy on what kind of music we play. We only will play a certain amount, if not... We won't play any hit songs, like any regular commercial radio station hit songs. But I think this is the older album from Tegan and Sarah, so I think it's all good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yes. Yeah. And so this is from their album, The Con, which was released back in, I want to say, 07. Yeah, I'm right. On Warner Music. So it's a mainstream, or it's like, yeah, major label record, but it's all good. So let's see. Now, if you don't know anything about Tegan and Sarah, they are twins and they're identical. One of them, I believe, still lives in Vancouver, but they're originally out of Calgary.
And they're lesbians, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Thank you, Marnie. They're lesbians. I guess they both are.
Yeah, they both
are. There you go. Yeah, my sister told me that, actually.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Okay, so let's find a song to play. How about Back in Your Head? Now, that was kind of the hit back when, but it doesn't matter. So this would be song number 6, as I say out loud, because my brain doesn't always work. And let's just get started here on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Tegan and Sarah.
So comfortable. are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Thank you.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, my name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock tonight, and I have my lovely friend Marnie here. So we are, she's very quickly becoming acclimatized to the station here. Let me tell you what we just listened to. We heard something new from Moonface. I really like Moonface. Moonface, if you're not aware, is Spencer Krug from the band Wolf Parade. So Wolf Parade, originally from Victoria. Hold on, let me see if I've got this straight. No, sorry. Wolf Parade out of Montreal, but he's spent some time, Spencer Krug, in Victoria. And Wolf Parade no longer in existence. And of course, Dan Beckner from the band is now in the band out of LA called The Divine Fits. And Spencer Krug has his new band called Moonface, and I love it. We heard the song yesterday's Fire. Now, and the question is there actually a CD out of these guys? And I don't know. I'm playing just one song. So I will have to look up where I have got that song from. But the song is called not yesterday's fire. We heard the song, hold on a second, I'm Not the Phoenix Yet. That's what we heard, and it's really good, so I'm pretty excited. And then before that we heard, oh yes, Bionic, the band Bionic out of Montreal, another Montreal band with the song Heroin Hates You. Is that appropriate, Marnie? Would you like to speak, Marnie?
That's appropriate.
Would you like to speak? Yeah, come on here. This is Marnie. Marnie told me she didn't want to speak. So let's put her. Now, can you hear yourself in your headphones?
Can I hear myself?
Should you? Yeah. Talk into the mic. Say hello.
Hello.
Can you hear yourself through your head? Okay. Turn up under there. You'll see a button there. To the right. Turn up so you can hear yourself.
Oh, hi.
Okay. She's like, oh, hi. So anyways, Marnie is my dance teacher friend. She's my friend. But she's also a dancer and she's very talented. So this is her first time here. So. Now, Bionic. Now, Heroin Hates You. Don't you think heroin hates everybody? Right, Marnie?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm getting sort of frustrated with the fallout from heroin. And I just think to myself, as we were on our way here, Marnie and I are on our way to CITR, I was just saying, you know, and without sounding callous, because I know a lot of people have suffered from drug addiction and drug overdoses and whatnot, but it's just like, you know, heroin is just the untouchable drug. Just don't even go there. It's like, and I mean, I was taught, I think everybody knows the horrible, horrible price you pay if you just even start doing heroin. I mean, I've never done it, thank God, but I just was always too scared, and it's stupid. And I don't even know if anyone in my circle has ever even done heroin. Do you know anyone who's done heroin?
Well, I think you don't go into it thinking, I'm going to do heroin. I think it's a progression.
Yeah, well, I think you're right. I think it's a progression, yeah.
You get so far that you'll try anything.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Just to get that hit.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Remember that movie Rush? Did you ever see that movie Rush?
Oh, yeah, I did.
It was, what's his face? Was like, there were two cops. One of them was Jennifer Jason Leigh, and there were two undercover cops, a guy and a girl, and then they, in order to infiltrate some sort of something, some drug scene, they became junkies basically. Mm-hmm, it was good. Yeah. Do you remember that? It was like about 15 or 20 years ago.
Oh, probably.
Remember Jennifer Jason Leigh?
Yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, she was in that other psycho one. Roommate.
Single white female. That's right.
Yeah.
The memories.
With Bridget Fonda.
Thank you, Bridget Fonda. Yeah. So there you go. Heroin hates you, people. Don't even go near them. near anything heroin like. Okay, but Tegan and Sarah. We started with Tegan and Sarah there with a song Back in Your Head from their 07 album The Con. Now, let's move on and let's find out about the weather. What do you think, Marnie? Are you excited about the weather?
I'm really excited about the weather.
Cuz we've had quite a nice sort of stretch of weather here, haven't we? I would say so. So let's see what we have coming up for us. And let's see. Weather in Vancouver. Now, today, I know that the low is, let's just go here, 15. So it's going to be a little bit cooler than last night. Last night's low was only 20. It was like, that was 20 for the low. So did you sleep well?
Yeah, because it was only 20.
Well, no, but that's warm. The overnight low for Vancouver of 20 is actually really warm.
Yeah, but it's been warmer than that.
Yeah.
Last night wasn't too bad.
It wasn't too bad for you?
But was I got a fan.
Yeah, see, it wasn't too bad for me, to be honest. You're right, it has been hotter. But I was a little bit scared, you know. Because Vancouver, we don't have air conditioning here.
No.
You don't have.
For what, 3 days a year?
Yeah, no. You don't have AC, do you?
No.
No, it's kind of weird.
And I my car. I can sleep in my car.
There you go. Just keep the motor running. All right, so... So let's see, currently in Vancouver, it's 23 degrees, and our overnight low, according to the Weather Network, is actually 16, it says here. And then tomorrow, oh, that looks nice and pleasant, a high of 24 and sunny, and then Friday, a high of 24 and sunny, and our weekend, look at that, 23, sunny, and mainly sunny. Wow. So folks, it looks like it's going to be good, so we should enjoy it, and there you go. So let's continue with some more Canadian music. What do you say? That's what I do. Now, let's hear something from, how about, well, I always play Sean Mrazek, and I will, and I haven't played much of A.C. Newman. Now, A.C. Newman is basically Carl Newman, and Carl Newman is one of the masterminds behind The New Pornographers, so he's been around forever on the local music scene, and prior to The New Pornographers, he was in Superconductor, and Zampano, and now he's living in upstate New York, so in Woodstock. And A.C. Newman, he is now married with a child. His son is just about one or so. His new album out is called Shut Down the Streets, and we're going to hear the song, how about Wasted English? I like that, Wasted English. Yeah, off of his new album. And there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
One, two, three, four. It's hard to understand the accents we had to be there. We had to throw ourselves into it. Become the blind led sophisticates. You had to understand the entrance, we had to be there. With the force of a throne next sprung, with the champion's idea of wrong. What is it, too much to lose or too little left to live for? What is it, too much to lose or too little left to live for? Your wasted English, a source of pride. You wore it loud through the capital's choir. It's hard to understand the accent, but we had to be there. Be swept up in the brawl and brag, in its own gravitational drag. What is it, too much to lose or too little left to live for? What is it, too much to lose or too little left to live for? Too little left to live for.
PAL Street Festival this year, celebrating artistic champions. Come down to the PAL Artistic Champions. Experience traditional and contemporary Japanese-Canadian performances, including taiko, drumming, sumo wrestling, martial arts, visual arts, traditional ceremonies, and so much more. Happening August 3rd and 4th at Oppenheimer Park and surrounding venues, and running from 11:30 to 7 p.m. Daytime admission is free.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
She was underwhelmed, if that's a word. I know it's not, cause I looked it up. That's one of the skills that I learned in my school.
Sure of one thing, her spelling's atrocious. two F's, especially when you're dealing with me. We'll be right back.
Right there was Sean Mrazek Lives. I love that song. It's called Man in the Glass, and you can find that on his very new album called Thought He Was Dead. Now, speaking of Sean Mrazek, I know he has some shows coming up soon, or he just did. Speaking of shows, though, in the Vancouver scene, I was actually just listening to this on CBC as I was on my way in, and that is the Zoo Shop, the venue downtown. Is temporarily pretty much shut down. It's really a shame. They didn't have the proper licensing permit to begin with when they opened up shop 4 years ago, which didn't really stop them. You know, they were able to bring in a whole bunch of bands. Tons of bands play this smallish room. And however, the city has sort of caught on, and the city really wants to shut them down. And according to the interview I heard on CBC earlier today, there's all kinds of weird licensing regulations. Well, the one, though, that's really trying to kind of kill the scene, this venue, is the fact that they have a sink. There's a sink in their band space, okay? And that's against city code or something stupid. And so none of these laws are really making sense. And so long story short, is a bunch of bands who are supposed to be playing within the next few weeks don't have a show to do, which is a real shame because the Zoo Shop has been just on the scene and really a proponent of for smaller Vancouver bands. And so there you go. Sorry, folks. that's too bad. Anyways, this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So there you go. That's the latest on the Zoo Shop. Now, Sean Mrazek Lives. He just played, I believe, a couple days ago. Now, the reason why I brought up the Zoo Shop story is because I think a friend of mine's band, N213, that would be Sean Maxey's band, I just got some Twitter, it said, our next couple shows have been canceled. I'm thinking at least one of those was at the Zoo Shop, and that it's sort of, I'm making connections as to why some of these shows are now no longer. Okay, there we go. Now, before Sean Mrazek Lives, and Sean Mrazek is a local guy. He is the drummer currently in the Evaporators. What else is Sean known for? He's known for drumming in 1,000 different projects. He is also was, I think, more famously, though, in the band The Notes from Underground back in, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And there you go. That's Sean. All right. Now, before that, we heard another local band, Bend Sinister, with the song My Lady. You can find that off their newest album entitled Small Fame. And they are comprised of four guys. Yes, there they are. Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Who else do we hear? Okay. We went all the way back to, I want to say, like 1992 or so with Sloan. Off, maybe 1991. Off their Peppermint EP. 92. Off Murder Records, we had the Halifax Boys with their song Underwhelmed. And there you go. Speaking of where we are with Sloan today. It's, I would say we were now overwhelmed with Sloan. I mean, it's like Sloan are still at it. And what year are we in? 2013? Okay, that was 92? Good Lord. That was 21 years ago. That's nuts. I'm going to put my friend over here, Marnie, on. Say hello, Marnie.
Hello.
Hello. She looks so lovely.
So Sloan must be really old by now.
Sloan? Well, I can tell you. I know because I was a massive, still am to a certain degree, a massive Sloan fan. There's four of them. You've got Andrew. Who else is in Sloan? Andrew, Jay, Chris, and Patrick. And I had kind of a revolving crush on each of them at some point.
You've got to be crowding 50.
Well, let's see. If I'm almost 43, I'll be honest. Yes, folks, I told you my age. They are 2 years older than me. I think Andrew's like 3 years older than me. So they would be like 45-ish. 45, 44. Yeah, in that range. So mid-40s. But yeah, crazy. And Sloan. Back, my favorite album was Twice Removed back in, I guess, 94. So, yes. All right. There you go, folks. Now I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. So we have another 47 minutes. My name's Anita B. And we shall continue with some more Canadian music. So let's see, what do we have here? Well, we have some new stuff, some old stuff. I haven't brought my CDs in a while, and I have my CDs here. So, it was funny, Marnie was asking me, so how do you do your show? Do you like, you know, put all your music down? Do you like, how do you figure out what songs you're going to play? And if you ever listen to my show, all six of you, I'm pretty loose. I bring all my music in and then I just kind of have fun with it. And I don't really have any specific plans, but I have an idea. Now we're going to go to this. One of my favorite compilations is called Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music, 1977 to 88, which is a Zulu Records release. And it's got 48 songs on it, on two discs. Crazy, huh? Mm-hmm. And this is all Vancouver bands, especially from the late 70s and sort of into the early 80s. And we're going to hear something, one of my favorite songs of all from this compilation, is by The Pointed Sticks. And we're going to hear the song Real Thing. This is up there as far as some of my favorite Canadian songs. Now, The Pointed Sticks, I don't know exactly their status as of late. I did see them, though, do an all-ages show, I want to say about, what was that, 07? And they toured Japan. They got back together, so from the early 80s, I guess, when they're last doing their thing to now. Now, the song, I just have to make sure we're good here. Song 10, okay. Anyways, there you go, folks. This here is The Pointed Sticks with Real Thing on CITR. 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Waiting for the real thing.
Manhattan Summerfest is firing up the drums and dance floors on Sunday, August 18th at Trout Lake Park.
Ya está muriendo el día, casi la hora de cenar. Un grupo de aves del norte hacia el sur comienza a volar.
Vancouver's hottest family fun features Tobasco, Nova Soul, Eddie DePont, and Adonis Puentes. For details, go to latinsummerfest.com.
Believe the lies, if you do this. of me, then up to the bird. Up to the bird, say understand your words. Up to the bird, say understand your words. Up to the bird, say understand your words. Up to the birds.
Ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
John listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, you are listening to CITR. That's right, 101.9 FM. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right, we just heard something from the band Wintersleep. They're out of Halifax. There's four of them, and we heard Hum from their album Hello Hum. Good song. Now, before that, we had a request here from the lovely Marnie. Say hello, Marnie.
Hello.
Marnie, my friend who's in the studio with us. And that would be Bob's Your Uncle, and we heard their song Talk to the Birds. And, of course, that Bob's Your Uncle is none other than whom?
Sukyun Lee,
of course.
Definitely not the opposite.
Thank you. DNTO, yeah. DNTO. Yeah, the first time I ever saw Sukyun Lee was years and years ago. Now I'm from Ontario, of course, and you're from Vancouver. She's a true Vancouverite, Marnie, here. And the year would have been about 94, 95. I was living at home with my parents. It must have been, or maybe I was at home for Christmas, that's right. It might have been a little bit earlier, maybe 03 or 02. Anyways, and I was watching Much Music.
Yeah, she was a VJ.
And it was the very first time she was a VJ, and it was like she was wearing, it was like New Year's Day, I believe. This is why I think I might have been home on the holidays. And she was wearing like tinfoil suit, and her hair was blue, and she was just like trying to look all weird. And I kind of thought she was a poser. I thought, she's just trying to look all weird for the sake of being weird. And at first, I didn't really like Sukyun Lee, but I love her now. I mean, but that was just my first impression. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And Marnie here is a fellow CBC-aholic. You listen to CBC all the time, yes. Too, right? Yes, me too. And we're both teachers, so we have the summers off.
The Debaters was really fun. I
heard it too. It was so East Coast versus
East
West Coast.
West Coast.
That was good.
Both really good.
It was super funny. And there was another funny one too. And it was men talking versus females, like girls.
Be it resolved, men are better communicators.
That's
than
right.
Women.
That's right. And
that he won. Well, he was funny though.
That's right. Yeah, that was pretty good. I enjoyed. I love the Debaters. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there we go. So I guess I should continue talking about the songs we heard. Okay, so Bob's Your Uncle we heard. And then we heard something from Duplex. Now, Duplex is a local band, and Duplex has, what's her name? Now it's escaping me. What is her name now? It's driving me nuts. She's a huge musician in her own right. Actually, let me just look it up. It won't take long. Duplex, because you need to know who she is. Duplex, Vancouver band. And I can, because this is driving me nuts. Who is it? She's got an interesting name. Veda Hilly. Veda Hilly, of course. You know Veda Hilly?
She's everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. She is sort of one of the main members of Duplex. And Duplex, this band, is interesting because they're kind of like a kids' music band. They aim their music at kids. Isn't that funny? Yeah, and they're quite...
It's got every other genre.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, and we heard the song Orange Popsicle. That's what we heard. Yeah, and then before that, we heard something from the Pointed Sticks with the song Real Thing, and the Pointed Sticks were active in Vancouver, like late 70s, early 80s. Yes, all right. And that was from the compilation Last Call, Vancouver Independent Music. All right, so we have another 28 minutes or so until Val comes on with her show. Her show is called, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Her show is Folk Oasis, and she's here from 8 until 10. That would be Val Cormier. And she plays an assortment of folk music, but it is a kumbaya free zone, which is her sort of catchphrase, which is fun. Mm-hmm. And then if you stay tuned, she's here from 8 till 10. From 10 until 11, you have The Sex Show. Yeah, it's exciting. It's a 1-hour show about sex. And that is that. And then we keep going. Then we have a whole bunch of other shows. But I guess I should play some more Canadian music. So why don't I give it a go? Let's hear something from New Sensei. This is a local Vancouver band, and they have a new album out. It is called Sundowning. And we're going to hear, let's see, the song called 100 Shades. And that's the deal. My name is Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Oh yeah, you tell them, man. Show them what you got. Come on now, let's do it.
I like to take a bubble bath. It makes me feel nice and clean. Chance to unwind and get a sense of well-being. Nothing quite like a nice foamy tub.
Sure.
Makes me want to get down and rub a dub a dub a bubble bath.
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 Won't you come and take a bubble bath with me? Every morning, and I start my day. Stress and filth upon me, cross my path in every way. Oh, my Charlie, when the day is done, I'll go home and I'll have me some fun. A bubble bath,
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 a bubble bath.
Bubble bath with me.
All right, folks, that right there was none other than Wolf Parade, my favorite Canadian band. Yeah, from their album At Mount Zoomer, which is a Sub Pop release back from 2008. We heard the song An Animal in Your Care. Before that, we heard Bum. Now, Bum is a band, if you don't know, out of Victoria. Their heyday was like the early 90s, so about 20 years ago. And Bum consisted of... I want to say the four guys, and Kevin Lee was one of them, and Kevin Lee was at my party. He was just at my party the other night, and Bummer were a pretty big band, like pretty big. He's the guy with like the short kind of bowl haircut. Anyways, doesn't matter. I'm looking at Marnie because she's at my party. Marnie is here, by the way, the lovely Marnie.
Did he arrive after?
He was at the party. So it was kind of nice to actually talk to Kevin Lee. He's a super nice guy. He was a bass player in Bum. And he lives actually in my neighborhood, which is kind of cool. And his lovely wife, Leah, is actually... It's like 2 degrees of separation. Oh. Leah. She's really nice. She's in my husband's band. Well, they're in the same band as with Big Ham. Big Ham is in the band with Rolf. So it's like all these people, someone who knows somebody. And yeah, so there you go. So Big Ham, in case you're curious, folks, are so Stephen Ham is in a new band, and they are going to be playing hopefully soon, so you guys will get to hear them. And there's six people in the band. There's Coco Culbertson, she's on bass, my husband Rolf Hetherington on guitar, Justin Lee, who is from Pluto, on drums. You've got of course Leah, Stephen Ham and Leah both sing, as does another person. Now, of course, his name is like, I mean, I got 5 out of 6. That's not bad. He wasn't at the party, so. Anyways, okay, so let's continue. So that's what's going on in Ham's life. Now, Bum. So, oh, Canada. But let's get back to Bum. So they, the song we just heard was actually a cover of, I want to say the Vile Tones. Am I correct? Yes, the Vile Tones song called Screaming Fist. And you can find that on a compilation from years ago, released back in 95 on Lance Rock Records, called O Canada. Yes. Oh, and it's O Canada, D-U-H, a collection of Canadian punk rock covers. All right. That would be Jack Thielman, the lovely Jack. Love Jack. All right. Now, before that, we heard, again, Canned Ham was in there with Bubble Bath. And you can find that song on a compilation entitled The Good Chaka Presents Vancouver Special. And there you go. We only have about 12 minutes here on Sam Squanch's Hideaway before Val comes on with her show. So I suppose I might be bidding you all adieu. And I'll be back in 2 weeks from 6:30 until 8 to continue to play Canadian music. That's my deal. Oh, and I haven't played us any... blah, blah, blah. What's his name? Do you ever watch Mr. D on CBC? Mr. D? It's such a funny show. It's about a teacher, yeah, and I talk about it all the time. I'm known for talking about Mr. D. And who's on that show? None other than Maestro Fresh West. Remember Maestro Fresh West? Yeah. Let Your Backbone Slide? Yeah. He has a new album out, and I'm kind of disappointed that I don't have it ready to play. I can maybe find something from Maestro Fresh West in the next 11 minutes or so, but let's hope in 2 weeks we'll come back with some new Maestro Fresh West. And there you go. So let's continue to play some music. Let's hear something from maybe some Tricky Woo. I think so. Now, Tricky Woo, another Montreal band. I've been playing a lot of Montreal bands because, you know, Wolf Parade, they're from Montreal. Tricky Woo, this is a band who are no longer. They kind of got back together a bit, did a tour or two. But this is way back, this compilation, which is Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1. And Tricky Woo's song Making Time is what we're going to hear. And this is from 99, this compilation. Crazy, I know. It's a great song. It's a rocker. So anyways, there you go, folks. I hope you have enjoyed the Canadian tunes tonight. This is Anita B. Keep up the rock. And there you go. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
a prisoner for the world. I'm going to die. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner of cocaine.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dream. It made me lie. Steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Just as fucked up as they say. I can't fake the daytime. I found an entrance to escape into the dark. Got false lights for the sun. It's an artificial nocturne. It's an outsider's escape for a broken heart. Shadows in a stranger's dream. Hiding out in the back together. Hiding out in the back forever. Bye.
we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife reserve.